Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Today, the government set out 26 actions to cut our astonishingly high insurance premiums, including legal reforms to reduce high payouts in the courts. My next guest represents people who have been negligence victims, especially in the case of industrial accidents. What does he make of the reforms? Sean Fitzgerald is a partner with Homs Assist and is on the line. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning, Joe. Thank you for having me.
Yeah,
I'm a partner. Our partner in Homs Assist.
That's right.
We have offices in Dublin, Limerick and Cork.
Yeah, and tell us about the type of people you represent and what kind of accidents they've experienced.
Yeah, so we've been in business for over 50 years, Joe. And I specialise in industrial accidents. That's advocating for workers who've been injured as a result of a workplace accident. And our firm recently won the Dublin Personal Injury Law Firm of the Year at the Irish Law Awards. Your colleague, good old Anton Savage, presented us with that award, which came as a result of our recent success, including securing €950,000 for that ex-Limerick hurler Mark Keane as a result of a workplace accident, along with a number of other successful results, including one worker blinded in a workplace accident and another construction worker who was left paralysed in a wheelchair as a result of a fall. And essentially, I advocate for workers who need someone on their side.
Okay. And how are you guys paid? In the sense that, are you a no-fall, no-fee basis? And if so, how do you get your money?
Yeah, so there's many misconceptions in the market regarding that. We operate a no-fee arrangement. And for this reason, we're very selective on the type of cases we take on. So a solicitor in Ireland is not allowed to charge a percentage of the award. And the law side is very clear on this. It's not permitted, and rightly so. So, for example, in workplace accident cases, the party who loses the case pays the fees. When we're successful, the worker's company or their insurance company discharge our fees.
Mm. So the insurance company, if they lose, will end up paying your fees, and you have to account for all your hours, I presume, spent, and you can't just kind of pick a figure off the top of your head.
Correct. If the fees can't be agreed, well, then they're taxed either before a county register or before a taxi master in Dublin.
Okay. Now, how many cases do you reject? In other words, do you get people coming to you claiming to have been a victim of industrial accidents, but you have a look at their case and it's water thin?
Joe, we would be very selective on the type of cases we take on. That is an essential criteria, and we hold ourselves to a high standard in filtering out those sort of cases. And if you take, for instance, in the government's new action plan, there is a step there in relation to dealing with, for instance, fraudulent claims and giving the authorities additional powers to investigate and prosecute those claims. Mm. And, you know, that's essential part of stamping that out.
And do lawyers get into trouble if they take on cases which are fraudulent, or is it just the individual for telling porcupines?
Well, it's the individual, Joe. We represent the individual, and we're instructed by that individual. The government's action plan announced yesterday, it includes a focus on transparency in the insurance sector, particularly in the terms of pricing, which is a good thing as far as I'm concerned, as it'll have an impact on insurance affordability, transparency and availability. You'd have to agree with Minister Troy in saying it's vital that customers are seeing greater transparency from the insurance sector, particularly in how their premiums are calculated and communicated to them. If you take, for instance, Joe, there needs to be fairness and transparency across the board, because the number of claims being submitted to the Injuries Board has decreased from 33,000 in 2019 to 20,000 in 2024. That's a 40% decrease in just showing how the government's action plan implemented in 2020 has been successful. And that's despite a surge in population. And there's no doubt insurance plays a vital role in society, and we need transparency around it.
Yeah. Do you accept that premiums and payouts in the courts are closely linked?
Well, Joe, there's a lack of transparency there. And the action plan released yesterday
but
is attempting to address
who
that.
Who is not transparent? Is it the legal profession, or is it the insurance companies, or both?
Well, Joe, if you take, for instance, the submission of claims and then being dealt with by the Injuries Board, if you take workplace accident cases, for example, there's a reluctancy for companies or insurers to allow the Injuries Board to assess the claim, as they can't apportion blame for the accident or establish who's right or wrong. And for that reason, it's very difficult for the Injuries Board to assess it. And in those instances, then we, the solicitor acting on behalf of the injured party, have to litigate the case. And we've no other option, because the Injuries Board isn't in a position to deal with it. because both parties aren't agreeable to being assessed. And on top of that, with workplace accident cases, it's very difficult for the injuries board to assess the claim anyway, because the injuries are of a more serious nature.
Now, whiplash accounts for 2% of personal injury cases in France, and something like 70 or 80% of personal injury cases in Ireland. Why is that? Is it because you might only get $2,000 in France and you might get $20,000 in Ireland?
But Joe, it's a matter of fairness, which is very subjective. So if you take, for instance, for somebody who suffered a catastrophic injury, I mean, no amount of money would fairly compensate them, because they live the rest of their life with that injury. And if you take the new personal injury guidelines recently that weren't implemented, I mean, the rationale to increase the guidelines was legitimate by the judiciary considering inflation. And I think it's important not to be short-sighted on that, given the cost of living, which is increasing on the daily, including the cost of GP consultations, cost of physiotherapy and cost of all those treatments, which has to be encompassed in any personal injury award. It was always anticipated that the guidelines would be linked to inflation. And ultimately, the judiciary have the discretion when applying those guidelines.
There is a book of quantum which restricts on how much they can pay out. Well, the judiciary asked for payouts to increase by 17%, and the government last week said it won't do that. I presume that's bad for your business.
Well, Joe, it was 17% was the suggested increase. And that was the link between the awards and inflation. It was always anticipated that the personal injury guidelines, it's no longer the book of quantum. It used to be the book of quantum. It's now the personal injury guidelines. It was always anticipated that they would be linked to inflation. But ultimately, the judiciary has the discretion when applying those guidelines. And as I gave you those statistics earlier in relation to the injuries board, there's a saving there of about 13,000 claims per annum that essentially just have evaporated, are no longer going through the injuries board. But on top of that, the total amount of compensation awarded is down by 40%. If you take the statistics, which are from the injuries board, which are 275 million was awarded in 2019. And in 2024, it was 168 million. That's a saving of 107 million per annum.
Which is good for everybody, especially when it comes to premiums. Sean, thank you so much for joining us. That is Sean Fitzgerald, a partner with Homs Assist.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.